times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Yes, boys and girls, it is times like these that you learn to love again. You learn to live again. And in in Christopher's case, we better learn to live again because, yes, we are old.
Well, yeah.
Hey, welcome, boys and girls.
So is that slingshot back to what the theme of the show is?
Welcome to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, 2:12 in the afternoon. And it is, yes, our last show of the year, for one, which brings us to the last, obviously, Friday of the year.
Yep.
It's the last Giddy Up show. But more importantly, and I'm going to toot our own horn with some Seinfeld. It is, yes, our birthday extravaganza, as you called it last
week. Extravaganza.
Extravaganza because Christopher, who was born, as we spoke about last week, was born on Christmas. And meaning that's why his name is Scott. No, it is Chris. And
look at my driver's license.
I am less than a week away from my 50th. So between the two of us, we got 100 plus years,
right.
Of intelligence and knowledge that we want to impart to our audience.
Or we have 100 years worth of intelligence and knowledge that we've forgotten.
You know what I did realize one time earlier this morning when I got up? Okay. They say you're getting, obviously neither one of us look 50, and which is great.
That's what the young lady said the other night. Never mind.
It sure is. And, I thought I wasn't acting or getting there to act 50, but I tell you, Alzheimer's is right around the corner, and I apologize to anybody that has Alzheimer's, although they won't remember this in 5 minutes, but I want to apologize to everybody, because I went to take a shower this morning. I took all my clothes off and got in the shower with my socks on. I still had my socks on. Is that Alzheimer's or just...
Maybe it's sensibility. Maybe you just needed your socks washed, too.
I have no idea.
Maybe you're, like, doing something different.
Anyways,
I thought you were going to say you kept your underwear on because you were too damn sexy. You would have never gotten out of that place.
I don't know. So, for me, I don't think Alzheimer's will be a very hard transition whatsoever. I think I'm just going to smoothly roll over to it. I'll be the same person. I'll probably do the same show over and over and over again. Anyways. How are you feeling there, Christopher?
I'm feeling like a million bucks, and if somebody wants to give me half of that in cash, I'm up for it.
All right. Well, you look like a million bucks, and we had a fun time. We went out. I took him out for his birthday to the little Kowloons. Mm-hmm. If you people know where that is.
On Fabulous Route 1.
It sure is.
In Saugus. Hey, and the other thing, too, about that is the number one profit-making restaurant for a standalone in the world.
I can believe that. Right. It's not a corporate place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the only one. There's only one Kowloon.
Well, I mean, they've expanded throughout the years since we were kids.
Yeah.
We went there. It was a little
it was a box.
It was a tiny place down by where... I don't know.
It was
a lunch box.
And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they've got the big kahuna room. They got the little kahuna room.
Yeah.
They got medium-sized kahunas.
Now it's a movie shooting craft extravaganza.
Oh, my God. They have...
They do have everything.
They have everything.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thai food.
Yeah. They look at things.
I got Thai food. Typhoid last time I was there. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, all the typhoid. They look at
you, round eye. They no different.
Right, they have just about...
Us same, no different.
They do have, and the Saugus wings are...
They can't tell difference between Japanese and Chinese. Give them sushi. Stupid, low fine, round eye.
Well, we're different. We can.
We can.
Because I want to... have some sushi, maybe for my breakfast meal.
By the way, yeah, Saugus wings.
They're impeccable. You can't go wrong with the Saugus wings.
You cannot.
And you can only get them one place in the country, and that would be at either my or Chris's house, because we buy them out every time they... But the Saugus wings are awesome. I mean, I wish I knew how to make them, because I'd make them every holiday. And as I said, speaking of which, we're going to go a whole month, I think, just celebrating our birthdays.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, no. We're going to go the entire year.
Oh.
We're going to do the 50th anniversary. We're going to wear the patches on our shirts and everything.
That's what we need, is giddy-up shirts with the 50th.
50th anniversary shirt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys are listening in and you're going to enjoy a very special show, because not that we don't do it every week, but we picked our own music, as we usually do. And
I got a feeling you might be hearing the Stones today. I'm just saying.
I don't know. We might hear some Stones. We might hear some Zeppelin.
Or Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Dexy's Midnight Runners. But, Chris, you want me to spin the wheel now, and then we'll come back. We'll do some shout-outs. Or would you like me to spin the wheel later?
You can, baby, you can spin the wheel anytime you want.
Hey, you know what?
You spin me round like a record, round, yeah, right. Like a record, baby.
All right.
Round.
Oh! All right, well, it was the year I was born, 1987, so... Actually, I was out of high school for 2 years by then.
I did my first stretch in prison.
But 87, yes, that was the year I lost my virginity. So that will be our year of, and Christopher will look up the top 20 songs from.
What do you mean look up? They're all here.
Oh, they're all up. It's inborn.
It's like inbred.
Inbred, innate. It's all up there. In the steel trap you call a mind. Okay, so 87 will be the year, and we'll play, after. We're going to come back with some shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Next.
Wait, you people disappointed us in the last 50 years. Chicks, you want to see naked. I'll say anything.
You guys want to hear anything, please post it on the Giddy Up or myself or Chris's page. Most likely you won't get it on today, because it is our birthday show and we are going to play whatever we want. So,
except for Aaliyah, because we always have to play something for Leah.
Oh, well, that's
different. Well, we just like watching the video.
That is true. Johnny Iris is the ugliest human ever to record or cut an album.
Wait a minute. That part when he takes his shirt off, I think women turned lesbian just looking at that.
I would have to agree with you.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I also, there's two more birthdays today.
Two.
Especially. All right. Okay? Other than ours. Ours is right in between. We're like.
Yeah. We do a shared moment.
Absolutely. But right today is LeBron James' birthday.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods' birthday.
Oof. But so. Is Tiger 40 yet? Do you know how old he is? I hate to put you on the spot, but is he even 40
yet? I don't know how old he is.
I mean, we've been about 20 years. He has to be over 40 by now. It's like, seems like we've been hearing about him for over 20 years now.
Yeah.
But we heard about him when he was an amateur.
Not lately, not since the incident.
By the way, I caught some of his used golf clubs.
They were like JFK's golf
pretty
clubs
much.
On Seinfeld.
Pretty good. I got a really good deal at golf clubs. Oh, the Tiger Woods model? No, they were Tiger Woods's. You just need to. It's they were his. They were Tiger Woods's.
What a name though for a golfer to have, Woods. You want to stay out of the woods.
Hey. You want the old wood of the iron. And that's why his wife divorced him. Yeah, but you know
she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, but the one thing is, once you get them out of the window of the Cadillac Escalade, they're a pretty good set of clubs.
All right. So, boys and girls, so we're gonna take a quick break, maybe one or two songs, and we'll be back. Unfortunately, our good friend and compadre, DJ Kala D, is not with us today because she's been sick, very sick, for the past couple weeks. I don't know.
I thought she was on an assignment on the Giddy Up Goodwill Ambassador Tour, apologizing for us.
But apparently there's something vicious going around, and I'm glad I am in hibernation and I haven't picked up on that.
Oh, I'd love to be a bear. They know what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
Seriously.
Anyways, you guys want to call in to the station, the number is 855-915-9636, or, like I said, just hit me or Chris up on a Facebook, or message us or text us. Mm. That's, you know, you can get in touch with us any number of ways. I mean, even throw up smoke signals, you know.
Scale the wall of the building, knock on the window. We'll let you in.
That's right. All right, kids. So, it is, I didn't even give the weather. What is wrong with me? It is 40 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And I will... If the breeze doesn't call in, I will give you the weather at the 3:30 hour, probably, to kick off your weekend and, most importantly, your new year. Because, in my opinion, 2016 was the worst year of my life, and it sucked. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people agree with me, because I've seen a lot of posts on the Facebooks.
On the Facebooks.
Yeah, because you know how Boston people love to add an S at the end of everything.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to point out one thing. Your post that you put up there, I love it. It's the old Atlantic Records label with the Houses of the Holy.
Oh, yeah, with the Zap. Yeah.
The reason people say Final sounds better is because the music was better. I can go to die for that. I mean, seriously, we could do a whole show on that. It's and the recording process was better, too, is that people didn't just fix things in the mix. You did it again and again and
that's
again
right, to
until
get it right.
Humans got it right.
That's right. You didn't have somebody fixing it on a mixing board,
because
which I have no problem with a mixing board because I work with a mixing board.
You need a mixing board, but to fix it.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
You did a take, and if it wasn't right, you did another take.
You did it again. If it was take 222 was the best take.
That's when music was music.
Yep.
Yes. These kids with their crazy rap music, they have no idea.
They're auto-tuning.
What real music was.
And they're pop songwriting teams that take 60 people to write, you know, la 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 la, while Freddie Mercury wrote Bohemian Rhapsody
that's
by himself.
Right. I know, right?
Give me a break.
Oh, that's another thing we need to talk about. Not right this second, but we're going to do this 1 week. We're going to pick a band.
Yeah.
A singer, a guitarist, a bassist, a drummer, maybe even a keyboardist if you want. We're going to put our own super band together. You can pick from anybody in the world. And we are going to do that. How's that sound? So, I already know who my singer is.
Okay.
You just mentioned him.
Yeah, it's the same one that I
oh,
was going to say.
All right.
Did he have a mustache?
Did he have horse teeth?
Was he born Farouk Balazara in Zanzibar in 1941? Hey, we got a call already. Probably the cops.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, probably the cops. What are you saying like that for?
That was his real name.
Oh, probably the cops?
No, Farouk Palazzara. Farouk?
WMFO, you're live on the air. Please do not swear.
Can I request two songs?
Two songs? Well, it depends how much you have to donate to the Giddy Up Fund. I am totally just kidding.
They're by John Denver, Rocky Mountain High, and Country Roads.
Really?
Was he the wrestler?
I Country Roads, yes. No, that was the other Roads.
No, that was his. That was Dusty's father.
Oh, it was. yeah, okay, we'll try to get that on for you, no problem. Obviously, you haven't listened to our show before. It's pretty much a rock and roll show. But I'm, you know, I could probably squeeze that in there for you. What's your name?
Roy.
Roy. Where are you from, Roy?
Walden.
Malden. All right. Well, so am I. All right, Roy, thanks for listening in.
Thank you, Roy from Malden. We'll give you a shout-out. Listen in.
All right, pal. All right, boys and girls, we will be right back. I'm going to take us back. Not to the Beatles, not that far back, but to the Wings days.
Oh.
All right? Take us out, Chris. Let them know what they are listening to.
You were
they
listening
did not know.
To the 50th anniversary celebration of Paulie and Chris on the Giddy Up 91.5 WMFO here in Medford.
We'll be right back, kids.
Mama, you. she finds a slinky back upon. Because as he passes, avoid my sting. But heaven forbid she take anything. But the freak and the strife for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where a ball drop of skill has gone. Wants a young America.
Young America, young America. She wants the young America. All right.
Well, she wants a young America. All the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
Yes, and we're going to go back to our birthday show. That was Young Americans for my best friend in the world. Young Americans, David Bowie. And he's singing about young Americans, which we all know he's Filipino. Anyways, and before that, of course, was Paul McCartney Band on the Run, or Paul McCartney and Wings Band on the Run, one of my favorite, favorite songs of all time. Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls. It is, it's still 40 degrees. It's, yeah, we're going to have, we got a lot more snow than we thought yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
Actually, it's not even 40 degrees, it's 37, and it's dropping quick. Dropping quick, kids, so bundle up.
It's dropping quicker than panties at the Golden Banana, I tell you.
I'll give you the weekend weather.
I'll give you the Golden Banana.
In about an hour before we go, unless the breeze calls, which would be great, and maybe he can drop his underwear and get a breeze. Febreze.
He puts the breeze in breezy, I tell you.
Yes, he does. He puts the breeze in Febreze. So anyways, it's about that time of the show. We appreciate and never depreciate. We love and pay respect and homage to all our loyal listeners. And since our Carla isn't here, she's sick, we will have... the funny man do the shout outs, which has been happening
for the past 6 months.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not like it's for his first rodeo on the shout outs. So, Christopher, why don't you take it away, sir? And throw some love out there.
Last time I threw some love out there, well, the cops said, make sure you're not paying for it.
Yeah, I seen you on Channel 3 in Malden. That's the last time you threw some love out there. I'm on Access TV.
Yeah, so appearing on Modern Access TV under Sex Perverts, you can find us if you want to see what we look like. Look at you, Father Polly.
I don't look a day over 31.
So, to the shout-outs, all right. So, for our birthday gift to you is that we're going to do it straight today. There's going to be no interruptions. There's going to be no sarcasm. And there'll be nobody's name being butchered.
I doubt that very much.
Hey, you got to shoot for the stars, brother.
It's almost 2017. I can't wait because, like I said earlier...
We'll be living on the moon by then. Oh.
That's what they say. I just had the worst year of my life in 2016. I really did. It had nothing to do with you or any of our listeners whatsoever. It just really was.
It was a tough year for everybody. And you know, there's a lot of things going on out there. I think there's a lot of bad, mojo out there in the ether, and it just exacerbated and got into everybody's system. Let's hope on January 1st, 2017, we should all sit on the toilet at the same time and take a tremendous dump and get it out of our system.
I absolutely agree.
So please join us for the 2017 Bowl-a-thon.
5 days into it, I will turn the half a century. Yes. Quarter century. But I absolutely agree with you. It's moving onward and upward, you know.
Exactly.
And I can't help but notice that most of the people have had a really bad 2016. If you had a bad 2016 and you're exasperated or constipated, you can give us a call. And let us know why.
Yeah, I think the only people that had a good 2016 were Cubs fans.
Well, Cubs fans, absolutely, you're absolutely right. Donald Trump.
Wait. There's another group of people who had a tremendous 2016. The Giddy Up listeners.
Absolutely. Because we did have a absolute kick-ass year of shows. Even though we changed hands, well, not me and Chris, but... We had a lot of adversity. Very good special guests.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say that special guests, especially Mr. Frankie and Bergamo, mm-hmm. who regrettably couldn't make it today. We were going to also, you know, maybe next week.
I saw him in the green room.
Next week because his birthday isn't until I don't know the 18th or something, yeah, right? Yeah. So we're in the middle. We're stuck in the middle. Steelers wheels. We're stuck in the middle between myself and Christopher's birthdays, and we do this every year. We just want to celebrate it. So it, you know, we're 11 days apart. He's always older, but Don't snort. That makes you even look older. Anyways.
I tell you, you young bastard.
All right, Miss Piggy.
I'm going to take you. I'm going to take you outside and, hey. And I'm going to show you a whooping like you never seen before.
I'm going to scramble to you like an egg.
Here you go outside and you get your own stick that I'm going to whip you with.
Flip you like a flapjack. Anyways, so yeah, I know we sound like really silly, but it's the last show of the year.
Yeah,
and you know what? We are celebrating our birthdays, and we just want you guys to laugh at us because you usually do anyway. But
and the other part of it too is the reason we sound exceptionally silly today is because we have Malaysian women tickling our feet as we speak.
Really?
Oh, I got them both over here.
No, I thought that was just. Ratatouille. Okay, Christopher. If you'd like to try to throw the shout outs out there, I would much appreciate it. That'd be great.
Oh my God, it's quarter three already.
It is quarter of three.
Usually a 2:20 thing.
Yeah, we never stall. We never just get into the innate bantam.
Bantam. That's the name of our new band, by the way.
It is.
Album will be dropping sometime in April.
We think. Otherwise, it'll be the next April or the April after that because it's just going to be too much nonsense.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, but
take it away, pal.
I think the first thing I really want to do is send my condolences to our dear friend and Billy.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, I'm choking up over here. Billy Zink over at the Chuck Wagon Diner.
Yes.
Billy's father passed last night, so God bless you, and if you need anything, we're here for you, and we love you.
We love you, Bill. Yeah.
Just remember your father in the fondest terms. I met him. He's a very nice man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was nothing but great, and yes, we'll talk to him later. Yeah, that's my youngest sister's boyfriend, and We send our condolences and prayers to the family. And we're a happy show here. And I
so
know
now it's
hard.
Time to butcher the names.
Go ahead, Chris.
All right, so we do have a new like.
New like!
It's Kelly Vigna liking the giddy up. Kelly, welcome to the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, batting leadoff, as usual, our dear friend in Salem, Massachusetts,
that's
Jennifer
right.
Kanarzynski, lead on.
Our fave. Our biggest fan, our fave of all time.
Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. Yes. Kim, I hope you have us on the interwebs in Tennessee.
Well, Mom is in... No. Kim's in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky, Tennessee, same thing. Right?
That's me, it is.
And Mom is in Foxwoods. So I'm sure neither one of them are listening, but we love them nonetheless.
Is Tennessee in Kentucky?
It's the capital.
Look at you, you little geography maven. I love you. And Kim, special shout out from me to you. Thank you, and I love you. Billy Roderick, the great Dave Struffolino, Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy, and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner, located on Salem Street in Wakefield. They're probably... get your catering orders for next Christmas because they were busy as beavers.
What about tomorrow for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, yeah, they don't get Chinese food on New Year's Eve.
Everybody who orders Chinese, they don't order diner food?
No, but seriously, got the eggplant parm from them. Fantastic. It was a hit.
Right.
Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel on 10 to midnight on WMFO FM, Medford, Boston.
That would be tonight. If he's going to... but that cat is always on vacay.
Seriously.
He's always on vacation. Even Danny took the night off last night on the lounge.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I was going to call in and... probably ruin their show, but I didn't have a chance to.
Well, if you think about the lounge, right? You're lounging around. Why'd you have to take a day off from lounging around?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But Chase always has the greatest Motown folk rhythm,
R&B,
best music, R&B, yes, so music. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm telling you,
death metal.
You want to go out and make a baby? No, death metal. That's our show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll play
yeah.
some Danzig for the kids later.
Maybe we will.
Well, I'll impersonate Danzig.
We'll pair that with John Denver.
Michelle Langley Kalpas. Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher. The aforementioned Danny Martinetti, who is is lounging from his lounge act. And of course, the beautiful Steph Cardone, who can be heard on the station Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. I'm reading this next name off a milk carton.
Okay.
Captain Wayno Friedman.
Yes, what happened to Captain Wayno?
Wayno.
We haven't heard from him. We miss hearing from
him. Your face is on a Gorelix Farm milk carton right now. So,
well, then, hopefully he'll turn up and not in a, not in a Whitey Bulger ditch.
No.
No, we miss you, Wayne. I'm only kidding.
Yeah, please call and text. And Happy New Year, Wayne.
Absolutely.
Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, and his cousin Kyle, the bus driver. Do you think those two ever met?
No. I'm quite positive.
Our weatherman, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi, Hebert, A-Bear.
It's A-Bear or Hebert?
Well, you know what? Do you want to go with A-Bear for the rest of the year?
For the rest of the year, yeah. Right now, you mean?
I was going to say something else, but I'll agree with you. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, Jim and the kids on the Yellow 93 bus. Marcin Kenrazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the Mustache of Medford, the Mayor Frankie Imbergamo.
Yes, who we missed today, but maybe next week he can be on. We'll extend our birthday show for one more week.
No, we should have him doing recipes for your Super Bowl party.
Because it'll be okay.
He'll come in and read his recipes.
Oh, it definitely sounds like a plan. Yeah, yes, I like
just
that.
Thought of that.
I like that idea.
I wasn't even thinking about that. This is off the cuff.
I know. I see smoke coming out of your ears, and I was wondering what was going on
over
there. You
thought there was a new pope. Denise Fear, Eddie Mimolette, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Cornier Crow.
We love Denise. Maybe you can come in to the show tomorrow. I mean tomorrow. Next week.
But by the way, Denise, I saw a picture of you on Facebook.
She hasn't changed.
Jeez Louise. She always says to me, oh, Chris, you look the same. Yeah, you look the same. You haven't changed. She looks like she's 19.
She does.
Holy
you're right.
Moly.
You're right.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Cornair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, and of course, Cabin.
Is it Big Janice or just Big Jack?
Big Jack and Janice.
And Janice.
Janice is regular size, they tell us.
Oh, okay.
She's a regular
size. It's like Peaches
person.
And Herbs or like Sonny and Cher. But it's just Big Jack and Janice.
Yeah, it's not like Big Jack and Big Janice. It's not Big Jack Janice. It's Big Jack to Big Jack and regular size Janice.
It's a big square Jack and Janice.
We know Jack. Jack is big. That's why they call him Big Jack.
Yes, he is.
It's not like, maybe we should call him Tiny.
Isn't that funny how people do that?
Tiny and Janice. Yeah. Cab number 19 with Jack, who's probably on his way to Foxwoods with the lovely Mrs.
Is that
Johnson.
Why they call you Small Peepee? Just because it's the opposite?
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up, man! Shut up! Cab number 54 with Cookie, who was freaking out Emily the other day.
Yeah, you think?
Freaked me out. I'm kidding.
He freaks everybody out.
I had to give the kid $20 to calm down.
Yeah, you
Christina
did.
Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, hey, Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon. Happy New Year, kids.
Oh, we love them.
Yes, and by the way, Eddie, if you want to know, I'm okay after the death of George Michael.
Yes.
Now I've got the best hair on the planet. Christina Pappalato.
Good point.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E. Mark Gayhart.
And we love Christine.
We do.
Pappalato.
We do.
We got to get her and Denise together one of these days and have them on the show.
Yeah.
So and we'll give Pappalatos and Mamalettes.
And we can explain the difference between Pappalatos and Mamalettes.
Exactly. Well, yeah. there is quite a difference.
Amy D. Domenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scudio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tyr Marsh, and the beautiful FLA, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Barakin, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetserb.
Nicole Bisson, I ran into her at the Malden Stop and Shop, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
She lives in Salem. I met her through... through Jen.
So what was she doing tomorrow at the Stop and Shop?
Looking for me.
Why wasn't she looking for you outside the Walgreens?
Very good point, actually.
She probably didn't want to get molested.
No, but she happened to be in the produce section, and I won't mention... cucumber. she was picking out which produce. Cucumber. Yes, so that was great to see her. She's more beautiful in person.
Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle. I am DJ Flex. DJ Flex.
Yeah, you should see him. He's huge.
Yeah, I have. Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Manning, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful Colleen Shea.
Yes.
Amy Giamarco Moquin. She's another one. She has not changed. She looks actually younger.
She looks beautiful. She really does.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Colleen.
I think she's like 100, and she looks like she's 25.
She was like our, what, second grade teacher?
I'm just kidding.
No, we're kidding.
Amy, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Colleen.
She gets more beautiful by the day.
No kidding. You know what? I would follow her around with a harp.
And just play?
Yeah, every time she walked by, I'd just say, bling, bling.
I would too, but I don't know how to play the harp. So for me, it would be just like a whistle.
Well, I just remembered
like
something.
Like a kid's whistle.
Yeah, I just remembered
and
something.
And one that you can eat after you're done with it.
Oh, with the wax?
Yeah.
You know what? Why I don't not? Know how to play harp, so I'll bring a wax harmonica.
All right, there
I
you go.
I can play that.
All right, giddy up.
Get to the show. Remember, I was going to do this straight.
No.
Amy Giamarco.
What are you doing it? Crooked?
Pretty much. Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt.
Yes, Drew.
Rebecca Rose Castley, Pam Bridge, Joanne Riddle, Debbie Depot, Chris and Pixie in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, Danelle Santa Lucia, and a couple of other shout-outs here. Our dear, dear, dear friend and DJ, Carla Barreto. Carla will be back shortly.
Yes, sir.
And her significant other, Eric Wilson.
Yes, our boy E, Big E.
And the beautiful Don Chase. And Polly.
Yes. The angels just came down upon us, Chris, to thank you for that wonderful shout-out session. That usually takes about 5 minutes, but it took us 20. Because it's you and I.
It took us 12 minutes. Well, I just looked at... It was 9:44 when I started. I mean, 2:44. What am I on, Mars time?
Listen, it's you and I here. And we don't have Carla or anybody else here to babysit us. Yep. It's it's mayhem.
It's, yeah, two buffoons and an FM signal.
You ain't kidding.
Marconi's rolling over in his grave.
Is that it, sir?
Yeah, I just want to add to everybody on the shout-out list, happy, happy new year.
Yes.
And
we love you guys, and thank you for your support and listening in. And, you know, going on your weekends with a smile on your face sometimes, mm-hmm. because that's what we want to do.
Yep.
That's exactly what we want to do.
Exactly.
Let me play this, then we'll come back. You know, I have to do this. It's kind of a requirement.
Johnny Law will come down on you.
And I try to find the most obscure ones every week, but I don't know. I'm just going to play a PSA. We'll come back, and then we'll get back right back to the great rock and roll music that we always love to bring you. So, all right, how about this? Oh, you know what I probably should do? Play this one.
Do I have to do a station ID?
Do station ID.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Well, you just let me and Chris know, because we are the two that know the least about marijuana. Going.
Let me tell you something. When you're older and then you start complaining about, hey, you stupid kids, you're smoking up and smelling up my yard. Yeah, then tell me about it. You pretentious sons of bitches.
Hey.
That's it.
These are people that are listening to us.
Yeah, pretentious little hippies.
All right. Well, we were, in a way, pretentious little hippies in our own way. Back in the 80s, you had long hair and you wore tassels on your leather jacket. And I didn't. I used to beat up people. So, so we were pretentious in our own way.
Yeah, I used to wear those assless chaps.
Yeah, you did.
January was very cold.
Anyways, kids. All right, 2:59 in the afternoon. Christopher, why don't you take us out, and we're going to play a couple songs of our choosing that the birthday boys deserve. And hopefully you guys enjoy it, but it's probably mostly the songs we play anyway.